Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini. With me, my co-host, Vincent Trujillo.
Good to be here. Happy Saturday.
It is pretty good to be here, isn't it? I love doing this. We love highlighting local businesses, which is what Go Local Boom does. So, just so you know, Go Local Boom Radio and GoLocalBoom.com are both sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox Search Engine Optimization will launch your business into another level of profitability and exposure to your clientele.
Online.
Give them a call at 505-453-9595, Rocketbox SEO and Web Design. And GoLocalBoom.com is our local business directory, free advertising profiles for local businesses in the community. And we pair that with a radio show. So on air, online, all over the place, on social media, you'll be promoted where you're watching this video now, if you're watching the live stream, and you can probably check us out later. So check out Go Local Boom and Rocketbox SEO on Facebook as well. Okay, now that we've got all of the details buttoned up, let's talk about our first guest.
I'd love to, yeah. We love having our local guests. Go Local Boom Radio is all about featuring local business owners, entrepreneurs, organizations, and other people doing great in our community. And our next guest is Bobby Birkdahl from The Apartment Store.
The Apartment Store. Bobby Birkdahl, what is The Apartment Store?
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
It's great to be here. The Apartment Store is a free apartment locating service. We've been in business for going on 31 years this year. And we help people find apartments, houses, duplexes, fourplexes, townhomes, and condos. So if you're looking for an apartment, you don't want the hassle of going online or looking through the paper or the guidebooks, call the apartment store and I will help you.
I always call them your rental concierge.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that term too.
Yeah. It's a good way to describe what you guys do. We're friends. We work out together at the same gym, Duke City Strength. We're part of the Duke City 90 Day Fitness Challenge, which we'll talk about your support of that a little bit more later. But Bobby and I met, and of course, through conversations about, you know, supporting her business with the resources that we have, I got to know what you do. And I didn't really know what you did before that. You had mentioned The Apartment Store years past, and I had in my mind, you know, like apartment fixtures or equipment or something like that. And it wasn't until we really sat down and talked about it that I got the understanding that what a great resource it is. You help people find apartments so that they don't have to go through all of the hassle of doing that on their own.
Exactly. And the great thing about doing it through The Apartment Store is that we're absolutely free.
There's don't pay anything.
Not a penny. We find out exactly what you're looking for. We'll match you up to what area you want to be in, what price range, what amenities you're looking for, if you want a second floor, if you want a fireplace, if you have a large dog, if you have issues, you know, whatever your criteria is, we can help you find that. And we do it all for free.
Yeah, I love the idea. So tell everybody how they can reach you if they're interested in receiving your services.
You can call, and the best way is just give us a call, 505-881-2828. We do have brick and mortar. We're located on the corner of Montgomery and Louisiana. You're going to see Shelton Jewelers, and we're upstairs from Shelton Jewelers.
Great location.
Yeah. And just, you know, you go to the end of the building and come upstairs. We take walk-ins. If you are in a hurry, we can take the information over the phone and then we'll, you know, get everything ready for you. So when you come in, your visit will be short and then you can get out looking for that new place to call home.
They can also find you online.
Yes, they can. And that's at www.theapartmentstore.com.
Pretty easy.
Great name. So you actually got your own name there, too.
We do.
I love it. Theapartmentstore.com. Great service. A lot of people would hear concierge or a similar service, and they think, well, gosh, this is going to cost me money. You know, when I used to do a lot more rentals, one of my biggest headaches was exactly that, finding a rental, what area of town I wanted to go. I didn't even know where to look. You have to drive around, I guess, or you have to go on the internet and do these random searches. You find all these different, quote-unquote, local apartment finding services, and they're not listing all the apartments that might be available for me. And if I have special questions or concerns, like I have a dog, right, or I have my credit and happens to be in a certain realm or scores, or I have certain needs, I didn't know how to go about it before. And the great thing about it is that you're free and you can help people exactly find their needs and what they're looking for in a rental.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely free, and it really takes the headache out of looking for an apartment.
Oh, man, it's so stressful. We just recently moved into another house. We're not quite ready to buy, so we're renting, and I've rented for some time now. And every situation we get into, we move in with an option to buy, and then the owner needs to do something different with the property. In this last instance, our landlord, we were negotiating terms. She got a divorce and needed to move back into her house. And so we're renting again. I've got to look at all of these websites online, download the apps, pay the application fees, and so on and so forth. And am I correct in assuming that if I go to you for this service, I can fill out the application one time, and then you know what the criteria are for all of the properties that you work with, and I don't have to do a dozen different applications?
Well, when you're looking for an apartment in a large apartment community, you would have to go to the apartment to fill out the application because everybody is different and everybody has their own set of criteria.
I see.
So, but if you're looking for a house or a duplex or anything that we have that what I call private listing, then you could do one application through us. But you usually wouldn't even do an application until you knew that you wanted that property. And then if it's a private, that's when we would do the background check and do the application through us, and we do that process of it.
So you guys handle a lot of that?
The privates, yes. The houses and condos and townhomes, yes.
But there's a certain amount of it. I mean, I'm sure you see a lot of different people, types of applicants. One of the great things, even though I might have to fill out a couple applications or there's different, you kind of know where they fit though, right?
Oh, absolutely. If somebody comes into my office and they say that, and this is real common that not everybody has perfect credit.
Right.
There's a lot of people that don't have good credit, but, you know, they have good rental history and they don't have any, criminal activity, but they have not so great credit. I can place those all day long.
Okay.
But there's not every, you can't place them at every property.
Right.
And I direct them to the properties that will work with their credit. They know when they go to that property that they might have to pay a higher deposit, or if they have any, additional requirements from the property, they'll have that information before they go there so that they know if they want to go there or if they're able to go
there. So it definitely helps.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're not running around doing these random searches, walking in and out of properties, driving here, driving there.
So time-consuming and stressful. Moving is stressful enough as it is, just to pack up the house and get it from one place to another. But to find the ideal location, this shortcuts a lot of that and creates a lot more resource. I can spend time focusing on the ones that I really want to look at, and you've helped me to find those, rather than running all over the place.
Exactly. And did I mention that we're free?
You can't beat that.
Can't hear that enough. Free, free, free.
Exactly.
Can you give us an idea of a list of the concern? You know, these are some of the areas of where it's harder to place renters typically. I mean, bad credit's one of them, right? Or so-so, borderline credit, pets. Can you list some of the ones that you feel that really should be using a concierge service or an apartment finder service such as the apartment store?
Well, if somebody needs like a short-term rental, that's always hard to find. If they need a corporate unit, and a corporate unit is something that's like fully furnished, dishes, pots and pans, and they only need it for a month or a couple months, those are really hard to find. Somebody who has a mean breed dog, like, you know, a pit bull or a chow or Doberman, those are hard to find. And somebody who just has a time crunch or just, you know, I mean, we just help everybody, but we can help all of those. We can even help some people with some felonies on their background if they're older. If somebody has an eviction, that's a little bit more challenging to work with, but we might have, you know, one place for them. So there's really, we can help almost everybody out there who's looking for an apartment.
Pretty much either way, if I have a question, I mean, I have all of these, you just named all of those elements that might make it a little bit harder for them. Instead of me running from apartment to apartment to apartment and looking up different places and just calling everybody, they'll usually say the same thing. I don't know, fill out an application. Then I fill out like 30 applications, get declined at all of them. It's $20, $25 per.
$35, $45.
There you go. It's even more expensive now when you include background checks.
Right.
If there's two people, each person has to pay an application fee.
Exactly.
I don't even know why people would think twice. I can go to the apartment store. You're going to eyeball it. We're going to talk about my needs, and you're going to give me an idea of what I can and can't do pretty much for the whole rental market here in Albuquerque. And even if some of them aren't listed with what you can help find. You're going to give me an idea about what I can do and not do with what particular set of circumstances.
Exactly. If we can help almost everybody, but there is, you know, the occasional person that we cannot help. And I'm going to at least give you some direction on right. where to go. I'm not just going to say, I can't help you, goodbye.
Right.
You know, I'm going to at least give you some direction.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's not only an apartment finding service. You can get some information about what's the best course of action for my particular set of needs or circumstances. On top of that, it's free.
Yeah, did I mention it's free?
I did mention that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the fact that you guys have been in business for so long, and I can assume that you've just seen this market kind of change and shift based upon the economy and the housing industry the way it is. But 31 years
yeah.
in the market. Congratulations.
Isn't that great for a small business?
Yeah.
We're really proud of that.
Absolutely. And how long have you been involved?
I have been there for this year will be my 29th year.
Wow.
And just so I'm clear, I started when I was 5 years old, everybody.
It seems that way. You started just doing odds and ends around the office.
That's right. Now, it's been a great adventure, and I love working with people. And I love listening to different stories and just being out there and to be a source and to be able to help people find the place that they love to call home. I just love my job, and otherwise, I wouldn't have been there for so long.
Yeah, I can imagine that it must be very gratifying to help people through this process.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bobby, name one thing, or we're going to wind down right now. Name one thing that you like most about working for the apartment store and or your favorite thing that has happened in the last 10, 15 years.
I just love different people. Everybody has a different story, and I love hearing the stories, and I love being able to help them find the place, especially when it's a little bit challenging, and they call me back and thank me, and just that just makes me feel great.
Oh, that's great.
Love it. Okay, so give us your contact information. Let everybody know how they can reach you one more time.
You can reach the apartment store at 7001 Montgomery Northeast, right on the corner of Montgomery and Louisiana, above Shelton Jewelers. Go to the end of the building, find the stairs, and come upstairs. My number is 505-881-2828, and our website is www.theapartmentstore.com.
Bobby, thank you so much for being a guest this
morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for what you do in our community. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with a social media aficionado right here from Albuquerque. Good morning again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We hope you are in your car listening to this this interview here in my car. Sometimes the music just takes me to another place. I'm longer here in the booth.
I'm still playing air drums right now. I could do this for like another couple minutes.
Got to love the high energy. So our producer, Mike Vitale, does a great job of that. Okay, so Vince, our second guest, someone who we work with personally, and
yes.
we absolutely appreciate her perspective, Melissa Sanchez, Simply Social. What is the proper title? Because I always call you Simply Social. Is it Simply Social Media?
It's actually Simply Social Marketing.
Simply Social Marketing. Okay. Tell everybody what you do.
So what I do, I hate to say that I'm a social media manager. I would say a social media strategist.
Consultant,
yes. Yeah. So what I do is help small business owners who are not too familiar with how social media works and what it can do for their business. I will sit with them, kind of get to know what, you know, their business is about and help them build that presence on social media, since that's kind of the way that things are going right now. Everything mm-hmm. is geared towards social media. People are on their phones much more than they are watching TV. So social media is actually, advertising is surpassing that of television ads.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's basically what I do. I do just helping those small businesses understand and kind of tell their story, who they are through social media.
Yeah, we've definitely seen a trend in the place that people get their news, you know. They're driving to work in their car a lot of times, so they still listen to the radio. The radio is still a trusted source of media, you know, but with the news comes advertising. We weave commercials into those segments. People have to listen to the market report or the local news, the world news, and so, you know, advertising blends really well in those messages. Same thing with online. Now people are using social media platforms and different online resources to get their news and their facts. And the cool thing about being online for that is that then you can fact check it right away. If I'm reading an article and I see something, I can just flip over to Google, look up some information, and it becomes, you know, a really great medium. So, of course, we're going to weave those commercials, those advertisements, into, you know, the social media posts on Facebook and on the different platforms.
Right.
So that's what you do.
Right.
Tell people how they can reach you if they're interested in hiring you to help them do that.
So my phone number is 505-907-9893. You can also check out my website, which is www.simplysocialmarketing.net. And of course, I'm all over social media. So go ahead and tune into any of my social media channels. I'm pretty much on all of them.
Yep, wonderful. Okay, so what got you excited about doing this?
So I actually started off like you two in the web development business. I actually studied, you know, all the programming languages. I did some courses on SEO. It just wasn't my passion. It just something didn't excite me.
It kept you going through school to get to learn how to do
it, kind of
gave you a foundation,
right,
and you decided that you wanted to do something else. Yeah, a lot of us that have degrees aren't working in the field that we have a degree in. My buddy Vince here is a finance major. And
finance what?
he were a major finance.
I financed myself out of that job.
That's exactly how it worked. And now he's doing, you know, something online. And he's inspired me to do a lot of this as well, because it's such a needed and resource. If you can develop trusting relationships with people who are in need of it, then you can really help them to grow and develop their businesses. So obviously, that's the kind of thing that you love to do.
Right, right. And I love working with you too, because what I'm doing is pretty similar to what you two do with SEO. It's still building that online presence for businesses, getting their name out there, getting their brand recognized, making, you know, people aware of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the digital age now, and that's such an interesting thing that you say. It's not, you know, it's been going on for a while now. We've had the internet for a while.
Yeah, we've had this conversation a couple of times. We're in the digital age. It's not, we're not entering the digital age.
But it's interesting how many businesses and entrepreneurs really don't have any solid ways to navigate it. Really, it's wide open. It's almost like the wild, wild west. There's some settlements here and there, but it's still pretty a wild west when it comes to online marketing. What's best for my business? Some people don't even know where to start. I talk to them every day. They don't even know where they start. They know I might need a website. They know there's this thing called Facebook. They know something's called search engine optimization. Every business is different, right? And they have different needs. That's exactly why they need a consultant like Social Media Marketing.
Right.
Simply Social Marketing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
So walk us through the first steps of the process when you meet somebody who might need your help.
So what I first will do is start off with the social media audit, which kind of will determine how many active social media platforms they're currently using. And some people don't even realize that there are more than one pages or a different network that they didn't even create themselves. It could have been created by maybe an employee they didn't know that they had.
Right. We experienced that a lot with Google profiles and whatnot.
Right. So that's the first start, kind of checking what their activity is, how their following is, what their the kind of things that they're currently posting. So that's the first start. Then we kind of get to know what their business is about, what it is that they're, the message that they're trying to get across.
Yeah. So you get to know what platforms they're using.
Right.
And where they have profiles. Then you figure out what platforms they need to be using.
Right.
Okay.
Because not everyone, you don't need to be on every single platform. Different businesses aren't going to need, you know, to be on every platform.
If you sell jewelry or products or something, then a Pinterest or an Instagram page will benefit you. If it's a maid service or a cleaning service, maybe not so much.
Right, right, exactly. So then from there, after we determine what networks are going to work, we kind of build out a strategy to help them, because people don't know what, you know, they're out there. What do I post? What kind of content should I be doing? So from that, we kind of check what would work, what doesn't. And in the beginning, it's a lot of testing out, seeing what's going to work, what's not. And from there, then, you know, we do reports at the end to kind of evaluate, okay, this worked, this didn't. And then just kind of fine tune the content that's being put out there.
So once you do a really good assessment, you come up with an implementation strategy, you do the stuff that they couldn't really handle,
which
you'll charge them for, that's what your services are.
Right.
And some people are inclined to do some of this stuff themselves, which is great because then they can come up with their own content.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so you want to, and I don't necessarily want to manage the pages, but being a consultant and helping them to do it themselves, because I'm just by myself. It could be a little overwhelming to manage so many different pages, but you know, if I can coach somebody and guide them in the right direction so they can speak their voice. So it's coming from them. They are able to tell their story through their perspective.
So actually, you know, you need to do a few things here. One is you kind of do an evaluation. Then you provide some information and just do a little bit of discovery on what might be the best, you know, what they're currently doing. Taking that evaluation, find out what they're currently doing, what they might need to do. And then you can get into a one-on-one consulting. You point them in the right direction, either by consulting them or just giving them some good information to keep going. You also do classes. Tell us a little bit about the classes you're doing and, when they're offered and, how people could get involved.
So aside from my business, I am also, I do work with the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. And
one of our favorite community groups.
Yes, it's a great, great organization to be with. I do help with memberships, so anyone looking to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, definitely check out the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. And it all kind of started with one of our members who didn't necessarily want to hire anyone to do her social media. She kind of wanted to figure it out on her own. So we came up with a workshop through the chamber, and we call it Get Social. So we do this once a month, and it's open to not only members but non-members as well. We do it, just the day varies, so it's not a set day. We do it at the Westside Riverside Keller Williams training office.
Where's that located?
It is in the Riverside Plaza, so Coors and Montaño area.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah, just a little bit north of Montaño on Coors there. There's a Wex, I think, is right there.
So it's actually right behind the Starbucks right there.
And, oh, great. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Where that is.
Pretty easy to find. So Keller Williams allows ABQS the use of their training facility so that you can do that. You invite members and non-members.
Exactly.
So people that aren't members, you're giving them a big value add or contribution so that they can maybe get to know your business and the ABQS chamber. Huh?
Yes, exactly. So it works out perfect. So yes, thank you, Keller Williams, for offering your facilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you put on those classes. How often are they offered?
Once a month. We do it once a month.
Okay, and what is it, like a certain time of the month?
It's, you know, it just because that training facility is always booked whenever they have open. You can always just check the ABQ West website.
Yeah, and you guys post. You definitely let us know when one is coming up. So tell us what the workshop looks like once we get started. Is there food and drink there?
We do offer some, yes.
So some refreshments.
Refreshments.
Will I need to bring anything with me? A pen and paper or a mobile device or a laptop?
Right. Yes. I would bring pen, paper, mobile device, especially for, you know, each month it's a different topic. So we'll go over a different social media network or a platform. And just depending on what it is, some like Snapchat, Instagram, those are only available on your mobile device.
Right.
So you definitely would need a mobile device.
And if you don't own one, you might need to get one.
I didn't know that.
You might need to. Yes.
I didn't know that. Snapchat and Instagram are only on mobile devices.
Yes.
That shows you how much I know about social media.
You can
media.
View it, Instagram, I think, online.
You can view it online. I don't think you can
post online.
I don't think
it's very interactive.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do it online.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Facebook Live is now a thing that they've basically Facebook's answer to Snapchat and YouTube and these others, right? Now you can stream Facebook Live. They're even advertising Facebook Live commercials on television. I've never seen Facebook advertising.
They want that business back. They want Snapchat, quick video and live video stuff back, don't they, Melissa?
They do. At the end of the day, Facebook is king, just like, you know, in search engines, Google is king. Facebook is king for social media, and they are giving Snapchat right now a run for their money.
Yeah,
good work, Facebook.
Yes, they want, you know, of course, I don't know, most people don't know that Facebook offered to buy out Snapchat, and Snapchat was not selling, so they said, we can't buy you, we're going to beat you.
Yeah, if you can't join them, beat them.
We will crush you.
You know,
almost got like a certain percentage of the entire global market on their platform, so I think they have a little bit of heft when it comes to, oh, you know, we're going to throw a video service on there now, and they're going to squeeze a lot of people out of that action.
That's what they did with Instagram, or was it Twitter?
Twitter?
I think Facebook owns Twitter.
No, but
they don't own Instagram.
No, they own Instagram, but yes.
Yep. Okay, so social media workshops once monthly for ABQ West. What else do you do over there at the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce?
We put on several events. So we have about 8 networking events per month. So we do a couple of breakfast events, some a really great business builders luncheon. We have an evening mixer. We do a women's group, of course, the social media class. You know, just we are just trying to get the community involved and make those business connections, helping, you know, business owners make those connections that they need.
Yeah, you guys do a really good job over there at ABQ West. What's your title there?
It's kind of hard to put a title since...
So you do a lot for the ABQ West Chamber.
My official title, I guess, is Membership Director.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do a little bit more, but... and it's all volunteer basis. We have 0 paid staff, so... everyone that does contribute to the efforts that we have with the ABQ West is all on a volunteer basis.
Oh, that's wonderful. You guys do such a great job as volunteers. Yeah,
well,
good work.
You.
Okay, so if people are interested in reaching out to you because they need a little bit of support, tell them how they can reach you.
Again, my phone number is 505-907-9893, and you can also send me a quick email at info@simplysocialmarketing.net.
Wonderful. Okay. And then Simply Social Marketing on Simply Social Marketing on Facebook. So you've got, I mean, they can, Simply Social is pretty easy to find online if they wanted to.
Right.
Okay,
social media marketing, great.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Melissa. We're having a good time in the
Thank
booth
you.
This morning. Folks, if you need some help with social media or just have some questions, reach out to Melissa Sanchez at Simply Social Marketing. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming up, Candy Lady. Debbie, the Candy Lady. She's
Woo-hoo.
Been in business and years. Since I was a kid, the Candy Lady's been in the market. Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right back. Good morning again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Bagaccini. My co-host, Vincent Trujillo, is beating his chest like a gorilla. Did you catch that Facebook Live?
Hello, hello.
Shelley from KSB Productions is shooting our Facebook Live video as we speak with our third guest and our favorite one of the day, Debbie Ball from The Candy Lady. Good morning. How are you? Tell everybody, for those of us that don't know, because I think a lot of people assume... If you're from Albuquerque, you ought to know Breaking Bad. If you're from Albuquerque, you ought to know The Candy Lady.
Right.
But not everybody does because some people have been living under a rock.
Right.
So
That's
in case they don't know who you are, tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Debbie Ball. I own The Candy Lady in Old Town. I've been down there since 1980, so it's 37, going on 38 years now.
I think that's our longest standing local business so far.
How many?
Yeah.
38?
38 years, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
38 to 40, somewhere.
Yeah.
So
and I've been picketed for my adult chocolates, my X-rated candy.
X-rated candy.
That was my first...
That was the first picketing.
That was the very first publicity I've ever gotten. And that was pretty neat. Of course,
yeah, you know,
I was in my late 20s then.
I agree with you fully. It is pretty neat because I believe that any press is good press, mm-hmm. but not everybody does.
Well, as long as you don't do anything really terrible.
It's great exposure. You know, it gets people talking, right? Okay, so what was that experience like?
You know, it was eye-opening because that's how I learned how to do all these interviews. Because I found out that when you say something to a reporter, they don't always put what you say in print or on television or on the radio.
Yeah, I say when talking about the media,
right.
they need us more than we need them. Although the exposure benefits
right.
us, they're looking for content.
Oh.
They're going to use the content the way they see fit
oh, yeah.
because they produced it.
And
right?
they want the sensationalism.
Yep, exactly. You know? So before we get too far into the interview, tell everybody exactly where they can find you and if they wanted to give you a call.
I'm at 424 San Felipe Street Northwest. So I moved from my old location and I was there 30 years. And in Albuquerque, that's kind of a kiss of death. But so I'm one block east of my old store, right across from High Noon. And Old Town is one way in and one way out. So
mm-hmm.
I'm on the way out almost to Mountain Road, but you can't turn right off Mountain Road or left to get to me.
So Mountain and Rio Grande, you're yeah. back tucked away in there. And what's the phone number if they wanted to reach you?
It's 243-6239.
You guys have a good website?
We have a good website, yeah.
Wonderful. And they can find everything they might want to find.
Google me, they can get the address. You know, I'm not too good about doing Facebook messaging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stay on my computer 24 hours a day, and I don't mm-hmm. have the staff to do it. use the telephone. Please.
So, use the telephone or come into the store, right? The best way, because then they get the experience. Because I've been in the store. I've spent a lot of time in the store. My daughter actually did her senior internship when she was in her last year of high school with you at your shop. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was very controversial. My mother-in-law did not appreciate the fact that I put my daughter in a candy factory that was manufacturing adult candies. Right. But she was pretty much an adult herself, and it's not like you're going to expose children to anything inappropriate. Well, it was a wonderful experience for her to be there.
It's a good experience for teenagers to learn what business is like.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I tell parents is that, you know, our children now know more than we ever thought about. I'm 64 years old, and I have to say that these children have been exposed to everything. And unfortunately, in some cases, that's not good.
Well, if they come with me to your store, there's an adult section that's private, so they're not going to be subjected
to that necessarily. We have a sign on there. It's open, but we have a sign that says if you're under 18, you can't go over there.
Wonderful.
You know, the little tiny ones under 5, you know, they don't know any difference. So I don't care. And it's actually up to the parents. If the parents want to have that discussion and they want to look at things and explain that it isn't a dog bone, you know, that's fine.
And you know what's silly, you know, my grade. And there's a lot of different people, a lot of opinions. We respect them all out there. But we're not really talking X-rated.
No,
this is
chocolate.
Is body parts.
It is.
It's chocolate and body parts.
But our society doesn't want to discuss it.
Right.
You know, it's just like the drug problem. Nobody wants to discuss anything, and if it's up for discussion, you know, we can do it. So
absolutely. Okay, so what are some of the other things? We covered that segment, which is right inside the front door. So let's take a walk through the store. What else can they find there cannot find at the checkout line at Walmart where they keep all the candy?
Everything we make is homemade. It's our own recipes. We're very conscious about making sure that we don't cross-contaminate. We don't make anything in a bowl or on a on a marble slab that hasn't been completely sanitized.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things. We can work with people who have allergies, most of them, unless they have everything. But you can't do that anyplace else.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So very controlled and sterile environment for production.
You know, sterile, but we know what people, you know, if people say, I have a gluten allergy, I have a dairy allergy, I have an egg allergy, we can usually help them out.
That's wonderful. So how much time do you guys spend in production? Because you have a lot of candy in your store.
Every day we're making something. And
every day, all day, or 3 hours a day?
All day long. I have a small crew in the back. Of course, since I've moved, business has slowed down in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had the publicity from Breaking Bad, so that's kept us going. But once people come in, they we always give samples. We make sure people know what we have. We specialize in black licorice. We specialize in, you know, our fudge. There's 21 different flavors, but I make it from scratch. I don't make it from a mix.
So what's the difference? You just piqued my curiosity. Uh-huh. What's the difference between manufacturing fudge and manufacturing black licorice?
Well, the fudge is a cooked candy that is made with milk and or you know, cream or evaporated milk. I used an old recipe that has evaporated milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it. You add your chocolate to it and pour it out, you know, whatever ingredients you're going to put in it. Licorice is something where I make a hard candy. So if you were watching Breaking Bad and you saw the glass candy,
uh-huh.
I make that, only I cut it up in small pieces the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
And add anise oil and color to it. So I also make a licorice caramel, and then I have licorice from all over the world.
Wonderful.
Over 60 different kinds.
And you know, you got a lot of attention for your candy rocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Breaking Bad, those of you people who watch the series Breaking Bad, drug manufacturing business, and they had this beautiful blue crystallized methamphetamines is what it was that they did. And it's a very similar process. I mean, the final part of that is they're in pans, and then they're breaking them apart. You do a similar thing, correct?
I do. That's what I was saying with the cooked candy. It's a cooked hard candy, and it's made with sugar and glucose, or corn syrup, and water, and then in our case flavor. But when you were watching Breaking Bad, that was like a process that came about in the third or fourth season, and they found out very quickly they couldn't. They had to use something that was made out of silicone or plastic because the heat and humidity got to it. the original prop, which is what I supplied to them.
Oh, nice.
Was clear. It was just clear rock candy, pure sugar. It's like a super saturated sugar solution, and it forms the crystals. So it's, and nobody ever told me why they were just looking for something else. They needed to pop the show up.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want it to look like real drugs. And I think, and then they didn't want it that somebody could make it. They pulled the color out of our sky. So they had something, they had an idea and they ran with it and it worked. But when I said, the first two seasons it was clear, you couldn't even see it in the pan. So, they knew they had to do something.
Yeah, they had to do something. That's great. So that's how you got into it. Uh-huh. So, people from all over the world come to Albuquerque. Some of our listeners might be listening to this. I travel, when I travel out of states, surprised that before Breaking Bad, I could have traveled overseas or somewhere. Yeah. They had nothing.
Right.
Albuquerque, where's that? You had to tell them. Yeah.
Can you drink the water there?
They might have said that, or they might have said Mexico. That's nice.
They'll immediately say Breaking Bad.
You say Albuquerque, and I've heard it in like three or four languages. Yeah. Breaking Bad.
Right.
Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Walter White.
Yeah, Walter White, Heisenberg.
The show was originally set to be filmed in California. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Right,
We're so happy they came here.
Yeah, I've been on set and spent a little bit of time over there as well. What other cool large projects have you done that people might have heard about?
Well, things that people, mostly things people don't hear about. Those are the two major things that have happened. In the early days of the internet, in the 90s, I did chocolate pianos for the Maryland Center for the Performing Arts.
Oh, wow.
So we had, and Steinway let us put their name on it, before they went out of business.
So did you use a mold to do that? A couple of different molds? Were they like hand painted?
No, they were just solid chocolate, and then we put the name on. That was it.
That's pretty neat.
And it was pretty neat because they were giving it away to their donors at Tavern on the Green. Well, Tavern on the Green is gone, and Steinway's gone.
Wow.
So that was a neat project. And that was my first experience. I just started my website in 94. And it was the first big order I got, and it was quite a big one.
How did you come up with the mold? Because you would have to fabricate your own mold, right?
No, there are mold makers, and I had one in particular that I use a lot, and he had the perfect one.
That's perfect. So, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's a great one. That was in 94.
Yeah.
Around the time you said first website in 94, that would have been...
94, 95, right around. Right. That was about the time they started doing websites.
Yeah, I mean, it was
somebody Googled my name, got my name somehow. I don't think Google was around then.
No.
But that came out. That was my first big order off the internet.
Oh,
so
great.
That was pretty neat. And I didn't even have pictures up. We had to send them a sample. So
in the mail?
In the mail.
So they're not a local manufacturer?
No. We had to send a sample to the people that wanted it.
Interesting.
And then I had to describe it to the mold maker. They had catalogs, so they were able to send me one.
So what's your favorite part about running a local candy store that's been in business for this long?
It's my customers. I have more fun with my customers than anybody could. Mm. It's just I get more information out of them. I learn about them. If they say that they like something, I give them a sample of something else, and it's just neat. And then we do develop other things. We develop, like, I've got an Ouzo fudge now and an Ouzo truffle.
Oh, yeah. Vince just reminded me we should talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day, yes.
What kind of specials and cool stuff do you have coming up for Valentine's?
I have my chocolate-covered strawberries and fresh strawberries and fresh raspberries. And, we package them.
Chocolate-covered raspberries?
Oh, they're wonderful.
I've never had one of those.
Well, you have to try them. I brought a couple of strawberries.
Do you have some over there right now?
I do.
I think we should go over there after the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not far away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have some.
So, fresh fruit, chocolate
dipped
fruit.
And I have.
Do those flowers, chocolate flowers?
Well, I do. Everything I have is molded. I don't do, years ago, the individually formed petaled roses were nice, but they were made out of what you call a chocolate clay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do,
not the most palatable chocolate,
no,
in other words.
No.
Yeah.
But, of all the things that are the most popular, my mixed boxes, I've got a little bit of everything in there. My strawberries and raspberries. Of course, my adult candy. Very nice.
You know, you got to go there.
Good for Valentine's Day, too.
You got to go to Candy Lady in Old Town. You got Valentine's. You got the rose items. You got your standard chocolates. Any you know, husband, wife can go in there, boyfriend,
even
girlfriend.
Have sugar-free candy.
And sugar-free. Yeah. They'll help you with gluten allergies. They'll help you specifically find things. Yeah. You got to try the adult section for those of you who want to, adventurous people.
Fun.
You don't have to go there. You can also just enjoy all of her Valentine's candies and regular candy.
That is the most dichotomous statement I've ever heard. Sugar-free candy.
I don't know.
What a sin.
Well, you know, there are diabetics out there that can't have it.
Debbie, let's give everybody your contact information one more time on our way out.
I'm at 424 San Felipe Street Northwest in Old Town. You have to come out into Old Town to find me. And I'm on the way out. And the number is 243-6239. The website, just Google the Candy Lady, the Bad Candy Lady.
The Bad Candy Lady.
Yeah, that's from the adult candy and the drugs. So.
Folks, you're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is Go Local Boom. Debbie with the Candy Lady, thank you so much for being our guest and making sweet treats in our community for so long. We'll be right back with the wrap-up on 1050 KTBL. KTBL loves Go Local Boom. That's the station that you're listening to and the program that we're about to tell you about. Go Local Boom is brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business online with Rocketbox Search Engine Optimization. Give them a call at 505-453-9595. Now, why would you be listening to this show? Well, a couple of reasons. You are from Albuquerque, obviously, because the station's not going to reach to another state or another country. But you're in Albuquerque. It's Saturday morning. You're at home or you are on your way to have a nice breakfast, do something for your business, and you're looking for something to listen on the air. Either that or you already know about this show. And if you do, we thank you so much. Please tell your friends and family about what we do. Here it is. Vince, talk about Go Local Boom. What is Go Local Boom?
Go Local Boom is a platform that we created because we really wanted to highlight those people that were important in our community. You know, those people who actually make a difference and make each location what it is. Albuquerque would not be what it is right now without the small local businesses, the entrepreneurs, the organizations, the community activists, the great people that gather around those are for movies, for different pop culture things. That's what makes Albuquerque great. We wanted to create a platform that would recognize those people, especially the businesses that make up our city.
And these business owners, these are our taxpayers. They are the parents that raise the children of our community, the future of our community, but they're also the ones that are so closely connected to our economy and the resources and the needs. There's not these huge multiple thousands of people, you know, that they can just turn away or trim off the fat, so to speak.
Right.
Local business owners, man, they're connected to their employees like they're surrogate members of their family.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, and quality, customer service, and attitude, I've always felt are better at local businesses the majority of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone, it takes a lot for a local business to become successful over time. They put in the work, the efforts. We have nothing against our large corporate, businesses that are in here.
No, I like a good Starbucks once in a while.
No, I actually don't go to Starbucks. We have too many good local coffee shops. That's where, you know, that's one place we draw the line. I've always said.
No, man, but before I knew about these local coffee shops that you have introduced me to, which 99% of the time I will go to first, I was addicted to some Starbucks whippy frappy drinks.
Yeah, the whippy frappy fruppy things. Yeah,
it was the white chocolate mocha that does it, man.
Yeah, you know, basically they throw tons of sugar in the cup, and then you got to become addicted.
Yep.
But what I've always said is that we don't want our city to just have one large super center in the middle because we've driven out all of the great local places that make our place special. That's never going to serve anybody. So instead of talking about what sales and discounts might be at the Walgett or Talmart or whatever different large super centers are in the city. We wanted to say, hey, let's recognize those people that do the best burrito, do the best local coffee, have this great dishes that make this great apparel, whatever they might do, retail stores, shopping, anything that you can think of. We want to recognize those people because without them, Albuquerque would not be what it is. Imagine Walmart now drives out all of the local burrito vendors. You got to go get your local burrito at Walmart. That would be a travesty. I would probably have to move.
Yep, absolutely. We do not want to live in a community where we can only
food and beverage background. You know, the corporate people, they work on numbers,
right.
You know, where a local business owner works on passion. You know, they will probably go bankrupt by getting that quality ingredient
right.
before they'll cut and they'll do different things. For me, hanging out with you guys, though, it's been a lot of fun finding some local businesses like the shop.
Yeah, Chef Israel at the shop is just a wizard in the kitchen.
Yeah, I found Boofy's, which was really fun. Have you guys have never been there? Mm-hmm. Apollo
yeah. Boofy's
Best
Repet. We know
yeah.
Lisa well. Yeah, I've known Boofy's
gosh.
For quite
so
some time.
So there's been really fun places out there that, you know, thanks to you guys, I'm getting exposed to. So I'm really energized about local businesses as well.
Boom.
Thanks, Shelly. We appreciate it. Okay, so a quick wrap up, right? We had Bobby Burkdahl from the apartment store. She hates it when I call her Barbara. But that's her name. That's her name. Hopefully she's not listening to the end of the segment. Bobby is awesome. I call them your apartment finder concierge, if you will. They do a really great job. So in any case, we had Bobby. Who was our second guest? Melissa Sanchez,
yes.
Simply Social Marketing. Man, she's awesome. She gives us a lot of great pointers. She actually helps us at Rocketbox with our weekly Facebook Live videos and the other things that we have going on. We, too, are attempting to build our online presence, our following on social media. Shelly's been trying to do – I've told people this story before. I ran into Shelly at a networking meeting. I don't know, about 6 months ago or something like that. She was doing social media and, I was like, yeah, you're doing a great job of that. We should probably do more of it. And she's like, well, just do it, bro.